Suppose we repented.
Repented what?
Oh, we wouldn't have to go into the details.
Of being born?
Oh, one daren't even laugh anymore.
Oh, dreadful privation.
Merely smile.
It's not the same thing. Nothing to be done.
Gogo.
What is it?
Did you ever read the Bible?
The Bible? Oh, I must have taken a look at it.
Do you remember the Gospels?
I remember the maps of the Holy Land. Coloured they were. Very pretty. The Dead Sea was pale blue. The very look of it made me thirsty. That's where we'll go, I used to say. That's where we'll go for our honeymoon. We'll swim. We'll be happy.
You should have been a poet.
I was. Isn't that obvious?
Where was I? How's your foot?
Swelling, visibly.
Ah, yes, the two thieves. Do you remember the story?
No.
Shall I tell it to you?
No.
It'll pass the time. Two thieves, crucified at the same time as our Saviour. One...
Our what?
Our Saviour. Two thieves. One is supposed to have been saved and the other damned.
Saved from what?
Hell.
I'm going.
He does not move.
And yet, how is it... This is not boring you, I hope.
Oh.
How is it that of the four evangelists, only one speaks of a thief being saved? The four of them were there, or thereabouts, and only one speaks of a thief being saved.
Oh.
Come on, go, return the ball, can't you, once in a way?
Oh, I find this really most extraordinarily interesting.
One out of four. Of the other three, two don't mention any thieves at all, and the third says that both of them abused him.
Who?
What?
Well, what's this all about? Abused who?
The Saviour.
Why?
Because he wouldn't save them.
From hell?
Imbecile, from death.
I thought you said from hell.
From death, from death.
Well, what of it?
Then the two of them must have been damned.
Why not?
But one of the four says that one of the two was saved.
Well, they don't agree, and that's all there is to it.
But all four were there, and only one speaks of a thief being saved. Why believe him rather than the others?
Who believes him?
Everybody. It's the only version they know.
Well, people are bloody ignorant apes.
Vladimir watches him, then goes and picks up the boot, peers into it, drops it hastily.
Charming spot. Inspiring prospects. Let's go.
We can't.
Why not?
We're waiting for Godot.
Oh. Are you sure it was here?
What?
That we were to wait.
He said, by the tree. Do you see any others?
What is it?
I don't know. A willow?
Where are the leaves?
It must be dead.
Hmm. No more weeping.
Or perhaps it's not the season.
Looks to me more like a bush.
A shrub.
A bush.
What are you insinuating? That we've come to the wrong place?
He should be here.
He didn't say for sure he'd come.
And if he doesn't come?
We'll come back tomorrow.
And then the day after tomorrow?
Possibly.
And so on.
The point is...
Until he comes.
You're merciless.
We came here yesterday.
Ah, no, there you're mistaken.
What did we do yesterday?
What did we do yesterday?
Yes?
Why... Nothing is certain when you're about...
In my opinion, we were here.
You recognize the place?
I didn't say that.
Well?
That makes no difference.
All the same, that tree, that bog.
You sure it was this evening?
What?
That we were to wait.
He said Saturday, I think.
Oh, you think?
I must have made a note of it.
Oh, but what Saturday? And is it Saturday? Is it not rather Sunday? Or Monday? Or Friday?
That's not possible.
Or Thursday?
What'll we do?
If he came yesterday and we weren't here, you may be sure he won't come again today.
But you say we were here yesterday.
I may be mistaken. Let's stop talking for a minute. Do you mind?
All right.
Estragon sits down on the mound. Vladimir paces agitatedly to and fro, halting from time to time to gaze into the distance. Estragon falls asleep. Vladimir halts before Estragon.
Gogo. Gogo. Gogo.
Oh, I was asleep. Why will you never let me sleep?
I felt lonely.
I had a dream.
Don't tell me.
I dreamt that...
Don't tell me.
This universe is enough for you? It's not nice of you, Dee Dee. Who am I to tell my private nightmares to if I can't tell them to you?
Let them remain private. You know I can't bear that.
There are times when I wonder if it wouldn't be better for us to part.
You wouldn't go far.
Oh, that would be too bad. Really too bad. Wouldn't it, Dee Dee, be really too bad when you think of the beauty of the way and the goodness of the wayfarers? Wouldn't it, Dee Dee?
Calm yourself.
Calm, calm. The English say, calm. You know the story of the Englishman in the brothel?
Yes.
Tell it to me.
Ah, stop
it. An Englishman, having drunk a little more than usual, goes to the brothel. The board asks him if he wants a fair one, a dark one, or a red-haired one. Go on.
Stop it!
Vladimir leaves hurriedly. Estragon gets up and follows him. Estragon gesticulates like a spectator encouraging a pugilist. Vladimir comes back. He brushes past Estragon with bowed head. Estragon takes a step towards him and halts.
You wanted to speak to me? You had something to say to me. Dee Dee.
I've nothing to say to you.
You're angry. Forgive me. Oh, come, Dee Dee. Give me your hand. Embrace me. And don't be stubborn. You stink of garlic.
It's for the kidneys.
Oh.
What do we do now?
Wait.
Yes, but while waiting.
What about hanging ourselves?
It'd give us an erection.
An erection?
With all that follows. Where it falls, mandrakes grow. That's why they shriek when you pull them up. Did you not know that?
Oh, let's hang ourselves immediately.
From a bough? I wouldn't trust it.
We can always try.
Go ahead.
After you.
No, no, you first.
Why me?
You're lighter than I am.
Just so.
I don't understand.
Oh, use your intelligence, can't you?
Vladimir uses his intelligence.
I remain in the dark.
This is how it is. The bow... Oh, use your head, can't you?
You're my only hope.
Go-go light, bow not break. Go-go dead. Dee Dee heavy, bow break, Dee Dee alone. Whereas,
I hadn't thought of that.
If it hangs you, it'll hang anything.
But am I heavier than you?
So you tell me. I don't know. There's an even chance. Or nearly.
Well, what do we do?
Don't let's do anything. It's safer.
Let's wait and see what he says.
Who?
Godot.
Good idea.
Let's wait till we know exactly how we stand.
On the other hand, it might be better to strike the iron before it freezes.
I'm curious to hear what he has to offer. Then we'll take it or leave it.
What exactly did we ask him for?
Were you not there?
Can't have been listening.
Oh, nothing very definite.
A kind of prayer.
Precisely.
A vague supplication.
Exactly.
And what did he reply?
That he'd see.
That he couldn't promise anything.
That he'd have to think it over.
In the quiet of his home.
Consult his family.
His friends.
His agents.